Chapter 11 On London Bridge.
Oliver spoke to Rose about Mr. Brownlow.
He was so kind to me. I would like to see him again.
Now we're in London, we can visit him.
They took a carriage to cross the city.
That's his house over there. But I'm afraid he doesn't want to see me. He thinks I'm a thief.
I'll go and speak to him.
The housekeeper took Rose to Mr. Brownlow.
Mr. Brownlow, I have news about Oliver Twist.
Oliver, the poor child. Tell me what you know.
Rose told him what happened to Oliver.
But where is he now?
He's in the carriage outside.
Mr. Brownlow ran outside.
Oliver! Thank God you're safe.
I'm so happy to see you, Mr. Brownlow.
Even Mr. Grimwig was pleased.
Hello, my boy.
Mr. Brownlow, can I speak to you for a moment?
Rose told him about Nancy's visit.
We must find this man, Monks.
Yes, but only Nancy can help us. We can do nothing until Sunday night.
On Sunday evening, Nancy was with Fagin.
Nancy, you're very agitated this evening. What's wrong?
Nothing. What time is it?
It's 11 o'clock.
I'm going out for a few minutes.
Fagin was suspicious. He spoke to the Dodger.
Follow her. Find out where she's going.
Dodger followed her through the streets. Nancy met Rose on London Bridge.
This is Mr. Brownlow, a friend of Oliver's.
Nancy, you must tell the police about Fagin.
No, I can't do that. If they take Fagin, they would take Bill too. He is cruel sometimes, but I love him.
Tell me about this man, Monks.
I don't know him. He is tall and dark, with strange eyes. And on his neck, there is a red mark.
What? A mark like a burn? I think I know who he is.
I must go. Fagin would be suspicious.
Dodger ran back to inform Fagin.